Sandra McKenzie is with Project Peace with the Peace River School Division and the Holy Family Catholic Regional Division. She joins us on the line today. Sandra, thank you very much for joining us. Mental Health Awareness Week. I ask quite simply, how important is this week in the school divisions?
Thanks for having us, Keith. So May 5th to the 11th is Mental Health Awareness Week, and this year's theme is called Unmasking Mental Health, and we at the school divisions take mental health very important. We think that all of our students and all of our staff and families deserve to have the opportunity to be healthy both physically and mentally. So it's really a nice opportunity to have a week to focus on celebrating the mental side of our health.
Please correct me if my assumption is incorrect here, Sandra. You mentioned the theme, Unmasking Mental Health. It's because mental health takes on different varieties, I guess, for lack of a better term. Am I correct or not?
Yeah, no, you're very correct. And, you know, there's such a stigma around mental health that often people that are struggling with a mental illness or a mental crisis will often try and hide it from people. So they'll often wear a mask trying to look like everything is fine. And so the theme this year is to kind of remove those barriers and let's take the masks off and just, you know, show what's happening in our lives.
Along those same lines, Sandra, sometimes you mentioned students have a little bit of a tough time. How much from your aspect or from anybody's aspect, how much is it okay to talk?
Well, from our perspective, certainly with, you know, mental health capacity building, talking about mental health is vitally important, and that's what we do in the schools is we go into every classroom in the schools to promote positive mental health and to talk about the importance of talking about our feelings and our emotions and talking when we're struggling. Everyone needs to have that outlet, whether they're a student, whether they're a young child, whether they're an adult, whether they're a business person. That's how we can deal with things that are happening in our life, by talking to others about it.
How true is that, especially for our friends, the grade 12s, who are preparing for exams at this time of the year?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I know the success coaches in the school are busy planning many different events to help the grade 12s as exams come closer, to help with just unloading the mental burden of the pressure of exams.
Now, on the other side of the coin here, Sandra, the teachers, they go through mental health as well, and sometimes they struggle a little bit. How under the radar is the fact that even mental health supports are needed for teachers, or administration for that matter?
Yeah, I think like right across the board, Keith, everybody needs to have support with their mental wellness, you know, and I think that teachers and administrators are excellent at masking when they're struggling. And so again, this is why we're having our theme this year of unmasking when we need help, and just putting it out there for everyone to see, you know, and our success coaches do our best to support everyone in the school.
What are some of the activities that are planned within the school divisions for next week?
Thanks for asking. So next week, district-wide and pretty much both division-wide, there's 2 days that we highlight. So Wednesday, May 7th, is Hats On for Mental Health. And May 9th, which is the Friday, is Wear Green to Support Mental Health Awareness. And then every school in the district is running various contests and activities around promoting mental health and promoting mental wellness, talking to others when you need. And so, you know, some of them are, you know, designing masks to highlight, you know, that we can all wear masks at some point. Yeah, and so we have lots of different prizes that we're giving away throughout the week for the different activities that are planned.
Fingers crossed that we have an unstressful or less stressful last couple of months of the year.
Yeah, I think we're fortunate now this time of year. Hopefully the snow is done and it means warmer days and brighter sunshine. And the importance of getting outside is really a key to an strong mental health and mental wellness. I know a lot of the schools are taking advantage of getting out there and getting that natural vitamin D.
Sandra McKenzie is with Project Peace with the Peace River School Division as well as the Holy Family Catholic Regional Division. Sandra, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Hey, Keith, thank you so much. Take care.